Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how much you should spend remodeling a house for maximum profit. Now, I know a lot of people think that if they remodel a house, they're going to make more money than the cost of the remodel. But the reality is, nationwide, most people do not recoup the cost of the remodeling costs. Only in really hot markets, such as maybe San Francisco, will you actually get a return on your remodeling costs. The way to make money in remodeling is really to expand. If you can expand the square footage of your property, the footprint of your property, then that's a win. Because if you can build for less than the selling cost, you're going to be able to arbitrage that profit opportunity. So here in San Francisco, you can build for $300 to $500 a square foot pretty decently, and you can sell for about $1,000 a square foot. These are average homes. And now if we're talking like really, really high-end homes, it's going to cost like $1,000 to maybe $2,000 a square foot to remodel and to expand. But hopefully you'll get an even better return. But the returns really go down the higher the price point you go. So maximum profit in terms of remodeling and expansion comes from the medium to lower end range. It is really, really easy to overspend on a remodel because of suggestive desire. So, you know, when you go to McDonald's, they said, "Do you want fries with that?" A lot of people are like, "All right, why not?" Since they're already having a Big Mac. And also because general contractors are really, really slick and aggressive. They'll say stuff like, "Well, hey, since the wall is open, why don't you install a Tesla charger as well as a couple more lines and, you know, this, and that." And then pretty soon, you know, your budget is blown to smithereens where you're spending 30 to 50% more than you had originally planned. It's really easy to get crazy with that budget if you're not really careful. So the first step you need to do is decide whether your house is high-end, medium-end, or low-end. And not low-end in a disparaging way. You just basically value your house based on the median home price of your city or area. So if it's within plus or minus 20% of the median home price, then you're probably medium-end. And if it's higher, then you're high-end. And if you're lower, you're low-end. So once you've decided what level your house is, you need to remodel based on that level in terms of the quality of construction and remodel, you know, the labor guys, and also the quality of the appliances. So for example, I did a deck expansion project off my master bedroom a couple years ago. And to do so, I had to blow a hole in my wall and remove the windows and install these amazing sliding doors. Now, there are all different types of brands for sliding doors. On the low end, there's like the Simonton, didn't look really nice. And then there's the medium end is like Milgard, Geldwin, Marvin. Marvin is kind of medium high end. And then there's like really high end and names I've never heard of called Victrosa or something. My buddy told me about them. So I was thinking to myself, well, how am I going to decide what to spend? I need quality and I need good price. So I decided to look in the neighborhood for homes that were similar to mine that had, you know, same features and all the same cost and see what they used. And there's this one house that used Simonton doors and windows, which is the low end. And I was like, really? But it actually ended up selling for $1.7 million, $1.75 million, which I was like, okay, well, I guess the low end brand is good enough for this house. So therefore, I don't really have to go much higher than the medium end. And I just wanted a good quality as well. And it didn't really cost me much more, like a couple thousand dollars more for a much better, in my opinion, sliding door. But I kept within the scope because my house is pretty much medium end for San Francisco. So the same thing goes for, you know, when you're choosing like kitchen appliances. You know, there's Thermador, Professional, Viking, and Wolf. These are the high-end brands that cost a lot. And if your house is not a high-end house, if it's just a medium-end house or a low-end house, you are wasting your money. Nobody's going to pay full value for the cost of those high-end appliances. They're going to think it's nice, but they're going to think it's probably a waste of money. So for me, I moved into a fixer. It was a 40% cheaper house than my old house. So instead of buying another Thermador Professional range, I decided to go Bosch. I thought Bosch was a really good medium-end brand that fit well with the price point of the house. Step two, what you want to do is rank the importance of each room and assign a remodeling maximum cost based on a percentage of the building's value. So you will get the most return from a medium-end remodel job that appeals to the largest amount of people. So none of this eclectic, you know, purple walls and funky wallpaper and, you know, just weird stuff. You want to kind of appeal to the masses, but obviously appeal to yourself as well because you're remodeling, hopefully to live in and to enjoy. You know, a lot of people throw out remodeling costs like $10,000 for a small bathroom remodel or $50,000 for a kitchen. These figures are meaningless if you don't take into consideration the realistic value of your house. So instead, you must think about your remodeling costs as a percentage cost of your entire house. And when I talk about the value of the house, I'm talking actually about the building value. Houses are valued based on land plus building. So I'm just using building value and taking a percentage. So I've ranked the following rooms in terms of value in this order. One is kitchen, two is master bathroom, three are the guest bathrooms, four master bedroom, living room is number five, dining room six, guest bedroom seven, and then I added deck as an eight. You know, it's exterior, but you can make the deck as big or as small as you want. And I think decks with views or off a bedroom are really, really wonderful for the indoor-outdoor kind of lifestyle. You may differ in your opinion on which room should rank higher, but this is my opinion based on three remodelings in the past 13 years. It's really easy to build a bedroom, living room, and dining room. All you need is to frame the room, thread in the electrical, put up sheetrock, mud, and sand the sheetrock, paint the sheetrock, put up the crown moldings if you wish, install lighting and switches, replace the floors, and you're done. So it's not that complicated. But once you get involved with the plumbing and the electrical with the bathrooms and kitchen, that's where the costs come up, and that's why these rooms are the most valuable in my opinion. So for a kitchen remodel, I don't think you should spend more than 10% of the value of your building. So let's say, I'm using a $500,000 building value and plus a $500,000 land value. So this is a $1 million property. I would say kitchen about 6% of the building value, so $30,000. Is probably an appropriate cost for the kitchen with a range of between 4% to 10%. Master bathroom, I'm saying about 4%, so $20,000 with a range of between 2% to 5% of the building value. And guest bathrooms, each about 2% of the building cost, so about $10,000 with a range of between 1% to 3%. Now, all the other bedrooms, living room, dining room, I'm talking about 1%, so $5,000 with a range of between 1% to 2%. You know, most people are really just going to focus on remodeling their kitchens and bathrooms. For bedrooms, family rooms, and dining rooms, the most you'll really do is paint or add a wallpaper or crown molding or wainscoting. You might upgrade the windows, so that's where the costs really kind of come in. Nice windows are expensive. They can be, $500 to $1,200 a window, depending on the size of the window. And you might reduce some light fixtures, which aren't really expensive at all. And regarding the deck, I also put about 1%, with a range of 1% to 3% due to the size of each deck. I built a really large deck, 275 square feet off my master bedroom. And so that cost probably 2% of the value of my building. I really wanted a massive deck because, hey, once you start building a deck and blowing a hole through the wall, you might as well keep on going and maximize the outdoor space. So if you click over to the post, you'll see actually a really nice table of the 2017 national averages of project costs and then also the resale value and how much of the cost was recouped. So if you look at the list, most all of the projects do not recoup their costs. And the other thing to note is that as time goes by, the value of that remodel is going to decline as things get older, styles become outdated, and so forth. I would say the general cadence for remodeling is probably every 20 to 25 years. Finally, what you want to do is lock down labor costs and stick firmly to your budget. You might be wondering, how do these percentages work for median-priced homes in the $200,000 to $300,000 range? Well, if the building value is only $100,000, $150,000, can you really remodel a bathroom or a kitchen, with only 5 to 6% of the cost of the building? And the answer is not really. So that's why you have to go up the percentage range guidance that I've given. So for the kitchen, I've said up to about 10%. So if you have a $100,000 to $150,000 home, I wouldn't spend more than $10,000 to $15,000 on a kitchen. You'll just need to get cheaper appliances, cheaper tiles, fixtures, and floors. Labor costs should be commensurately cheaper in cheaper areas, so that should help a lot. And the key is really to always think in terms of spending a set amount based on the percentage of your house. You don't want to have a $50,000 kitchen, which will be awesome in a $150,000 house. That would just be absolutely stupid. So what you'll realize is that there are economies of scale when it comes to remodeling and expanding a more expensive home. So for example, the Thermador professional range, let's say it's $5,000. That's going to still be $5,000 if your house is $200,000 or $2 million. So you might as well remodel a higher end home because you're going to get much more bang for your buck. And that's why it's much more profitable to remodel in places like San Francisco, you know, Vancouver, New York City, Los Angeles, San Diego, Boston, Washington, D.C., and so forth. Since people, well, home buyers have higher incomes, they're going to appreciate a remodel more because the time and the cost it takes for them to project manage and to remodel a home is just way, way too high. Therefore, people who live in expensive cities will be more willing to pay a premium, which is what we're seeing right now. I really want to emphasize to everybody that it's important to stick within budget. The budget is what's going to help you with your return on investment. And in terms of the timing for the remodel, I think the best time is right before you move in so you can enjoy the remodel for as long as possible with the best condition possible, or to remodel it right before you put your house on the market to sell. Because again, over time, the remodeling value will lose its value because of wear and tear and also outdated styling. Please, please, please do your best to stick within budget. And if you do, I think you're going to be really appreciative of what the remodel gives you in terms of value and of joy in your lifestyle. I hope this podcast helps, and I am so glad I am not remodeling ever again. Remodeling is so painful that I wish you guys the best of luck. There's a lot of good value that comes from it, but I'm just too old for this. Thanks so much, everybody.